With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It's Wednesday, April 17th, and we are here trying to help you make better, more informed, less dumb financial decisions. You know, sometimes we all mess up. I got to be honest with you. I've made some dumb decisions in my life, and there's no shame in it. I can say, yeah, that was dumb. I wish I hadn't done that, but we are where we are. And if you need some help getting out of a dumb decision, or you want to avoid making one, or you want to actually try to make your options seem realer to you, like to really bring them alive, we encourage you to go to our website, jillonmoney.com, click the Contact Us button, and let us know if you would be willing to come on the air with us. Today, we are talking to Amy, who's on the line from Los Angeles. Hello, Amy. Amy, I just had my first earthquake ever in New York recently. So now I feel like a champ. I feel like I don't really need to do that again, but thanks. Thanks for that. And I don't know how you guys live with it, but boy, that was real.
Yeah, but that was a light one.
I know.
0.5.
Yeah, so. I know. You're like, yeah, baby. Amy, what's going on for you?
I am at a juncture in my career and life that I'm trying to figure out when I can pivot and stop saving so much and start kind of moving towards retirement and dropping down to more of a part-time work position. I know I'm going to work until 65 for health insurance, but I don't want to work as much as I'm working now.
Okay, fair enough. And yeah. So, Amy, how old are you today?
I am 55.
So we're going to work for 10 more years. You feel good about that. That's fine?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to do less, but I know I need health insurance, so.
All right. Well, you can buy that. There's a thing called the exchange. You could probably get it. But let's see what's going on. Are you married, single, partnered? What's going on for you?
Single, no kids.
Oh, makes the planning a lot easier. Anyone else that you need to take care of? Parents, siblings, anyone like that's out there?
No, I'm very fortunate that everyone is well taken care of.
Are they so well taken care of that I can count on an inheritance for you?
Yes, I don't factor that in, but it is there and it will be there. So,
okay. All right. Well, let's not factor it in except that unless we come up short and then we will factor it in. Okay. Amy, how much do you earn right now in your fast paced, overwhelming job?
It is variable because I have, a variable income, but baseline, I would say about 160 to 170.
Are you putting money into a retirement account?
Yes.
How much?
I max it out.
Max out, including your over 55, I mean, your over 50 contribution?
Yes.
Okay. Wow, that's a lot. Mm-hmm. So $30,500 this year into retirement. Is it pre-tax or are you putting into it a Roth?
So it's Roth. It's kind of switched at my job. It was pre-tax before, but in the last couple of years, it's been post-tax, but I'm still able. Like last year, I maxed out plus my own own retirement. So I think I can get up to about $30,000. It's called a Roth employee deferral. And then we also have a Roth after tax.
That's great. So give me a rundown of the totals in these accounts right now.
I have a 403B value plan that's at 376.
Yep.
And then the Roth... the 401k is 200,380.
And what about
one more? Yeah. I have an old 401a that's at 10,705.
10,705. Mm-hmm. I mean, just because you said 403b, 401a, will you be entitled to a pension?
No, unfortunately not. No.
Boo-hoo. Okay. What about a brokerage account? Do you have any money socked away there?
I do.
What do you got?
37,758.
37,7. I'm going to say 750. Okay. How about cash? Money in the bank, safe stuff.
I would say 32,000 in a high yield.
Mm-hmm.
17,000 in CDs, so short-term CDs.
Yep.
And then 181 in a Roth.
Okay. And now you're saving a lot of money. This is great. This is wonderful. Do you own a home or do you rent?
I own.
Tell me about the house. How much is it worth?
It's worth 568.
Let's call it 560, just in case. How about a mortgage? Do you have one?
I do, and it's a, I owe $235 left on it.
Okay, and what's the interest rate, Amy?
3.4.
Okay, good. And do you like it? You want to stick around there?
No, I'm planning to not retire to where I'm planning to retire out of state. So no, I'm planning to take the equity that I build in this home and be able to buy something, hopefully outright.
Okay, that's great. So you've got this variable income. You save like a mad woman. How much do you actually spend?
I would say on average, I have like my baseline. I kind of budget myself. Baseline is 4,000, and then a variable is about 1,000, and then I really try and put upwards of 1,000 into like the savings or wherever. But non-negotiable that I have to spend is probably 4,000.
I'm saying 5,000. Can you give yourself a break? You can't really help yourself, can you? You're a little nutty. I mean, geez. Well, it has to be that. No, I'm putting in 5,000 a month. Stop. Don't be ridiculous. Okay. So I like the idea. I'll take the equity. I'll buy something else or not, whatever. You'll move somewhere else. Do you think you'll be in a cheaper state than California?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So if I could get you to retire before 65, would you allow yourself? If we can like make the numbers work, would you actually want to do that?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. God, please. Okay. The reason I ask that, I mean, 5,000 isn't not a lot. So if you just, your Social Security full retirement age is 67. Mm-hmm. Do you happen to know what your benefit would be at age 67?
Yeah, I think at this point with what I'm making now, it gave it at about $3,300 to $3,400. I didn't write it down, but I know it was over, it was $1,100. It was about $3,300 to $3,400.
Okay. And then at age 70, do you have longevity? Are you a healthy person? Might that be something that you could wait for?
I could. Yeah, I could.
So we think that would probably be up towards like $3,800, $3,900.
Yes, from what I remember. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I don't remember.
That's okay. So that's great. So let's kind of walk through this. Let's pretend that you allow yourself to retire at, I don't know, let's call it age 63. Okay. So we have to, so a couple of things. One is maybe if you did it at 63 and a half, you'd be like, oh, I'm going to take Cobra. I mean, you have health insurance through work. You could say like 18 months of Cobra. That'd be expensive, but so what? Like, let's just say that for those 18 months, you burn the money up. You say, too bad. You're just going to like use it and spend some money. 63 and a half to 65 that you, you know, instead of 5,000 a month, it'll be 6,000 a month. All right.
Okay.
So we're just going to spend that money for those 18 months. Okay. Then at 65 for your $5,000 a month, from 65 to 70, you are going to pull money out of your pre-tax accounts.
Okay.
And again, I'm presuming you've left California and you're in some fabulous low tax place. Like you've like, oh, I moved to New Hampshire. I moved to Washington State. Okay. So you have lower cost of pulling that money out. And you're going to live on the money that comes out of your 403B. And your 401A, which at that time, probably, you know, in a, we're talking about 5, 7, 8 years, that you will basically have at least $500,000 in there and you'll use that. And you'll use to live on, and you'll pull it out little by little. You'll pay the tax that's due, big deal. You'll be in a lower tax bracket. You'll be in a lower tax state. And then at age 70, your Social Security kicks in. And then you can use your Roth and your brokerage account and whatever cash you have saved up, and you'll now be able to live your life. It's really easy. Now, if, however, I just want to be clear, if that freaks you out a little bit, I understand, then you can just work till you're 65. Like, the longer you work, the better the numbers get, right? Because you're saving so much money. But you're in great shape. You got yourself, and I'm not even factoring in that there could be some inheritance.
So I am in good shape.
You're in great shape. I mean, look, you're the second person we've spoken to as we record today, who is a high-powered, achievement-oriented single woman. And there is something going on in our brains, in our female brains, that is not allowing us to say, okay, wait, I've done okay. I'm okay. Everything's okay. I am only telling you the information. I'm reflecting the information that you're telling me. You have done all of this. You have made this happen. You have saved. I didn't do anything. I'm just telling you, you've done it. Like, you're in great shape. And although you don't feel like it necessarily right now, like, you could also ease up a little bit. You might say to yourself, hey, you know what? Maybe I would work till I'm 67, but I don't have to kill myself. I could spend, you know, $5,000, $6,000 a month. So I think you're in great shape. I don't see any issue here. I will say that as a single person, I want to make sure that you have all of your estate documents done. You left assets to the right people. Mm-hmm. And you know, if something were to change or something derailed you, we are here for you. But I don't see a problem, Amy. I think your juncture, we've come to the juncture. You know, it's like Yogi Berra said, when you come to the fork in the road, take it. You can take either way. Either way is going to work. You're in great shape.
Okay, thank you.
If you are like Amy and you are a high-powered woman or man or non-gender specific, whatever you are, and you just need a little bit of a boost and you want to know, like, am I really okay? Again, you guys are doing all the hard work. I'm just reflecting back to you what I'm hearing. And these are great stories. So let us know if we can help you out. Go to JillOnMoney.com. Click the Contact Us button. We'd be delighted to have you join us on the air. You can sign up for the free weekly newsletter on the website. And you should check out our YouTube show. It's called Jill on Money, powered by The Compound. Don't forget to lift someone up. Someone like Amy needs a hug today. Gosh. Change your work, change your wealth, change your life. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow. If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place? Well, now it is on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself. But even better, they've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information, all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you wake up in a cold sweat from your work dreams?
Have a coworker who keeps inviting you to do escape rooms?
Can't get a coworker to agree to do escape rooms?
Or are you just genuinely not sure how to take the next step in your career?
I'm Kate.
And I'm Kim. And together we run Amy Poehler's company, Paper Kite Productions.
We've been friends and colleagues for years, so we know how important it is to feel like someone has your back at work.
And we want to be that for you.
So we're hosting a weekly advice show where we answer all your work-related questions.
Something amazing happened. I got offered my dream job.
How am I supposed to bring this up to him without hurting his feelings? What should I do?
I want to, like, skip the pleasantries without being an asshole.
Careful, money and friends, they don't mix, babes.
They don't. And don't work with your friends, make your friends at work.
All right, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but that was actually million-dollar advice.
Whether you need advice or just love to listen to other people's problems, this show is for you.
Listen and follow Million Dollar Advice, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.